Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fredo A Good Home. And let me tell you, he's fucking back. Mm-hmm. He's drinking a tea.
Uh-huh.
He's a, can I say,
two-time
convicted criminal?
I was going to say two-time dad winner.
Hello, Ben Jenkins.
Hello. Yeah, I'm back, baby. You tried to keep me away.
It's been a couple of months. It's been a hot minute since you've been away.
It's been so fucking long.
I think
last Do you know how I know it's been long?
Yeah.
Because I was on
the don't hang out unless it's on mic.
Well, yeah. And I was on the train on the way here and I was thinking, gosh, I'm looking forward to this.
Well, Ben, can I just say on this podcast, congratulations on having another child.
Yep, he's here, baby.
What's going on with the kid? What's happening?
You know, not a lot. He's he's about 8 weeks old. He's 8 weeks old today, in fact.
Has he, or happy weekday, birthday, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Your first son, Mo, famously a fancy prince.
Fancy prince.
Second child. Fancy?
It's very difficult to know. So the boy's name is Arlo.
Arlo.
And he is certainly as fussy as his brother is and was.
Right, okay.
Currently, he's going through a little jag at the moment where he will only sleep if moved.
In
motion.
Interesting.
So
are you packing up the family home and buying a caravan?
Yeah, I mean, that would actually be ideal. Mm-hmm. And Anya and I take turns driving through the night.
We got a great car.
But so I've been doing a lot of walking around near my place. There's a little bay near my place, and I've been walking around a lot with him strapped to me. I actually went for a walk yesterday with a friend of the pod, Imran.
Yes, great.
And Mo with Mo, and I had a little umbrella. Well, quite a large umbrella because it was very hot.
Sure.
You know, here's something that I find interesting culturally. Michael, I've started to say it now, so I don't think... But I don't think this is offensive, okay? I don't think this is offensive. While I was out...
Unfortunately, just before we get into this, I promise you I will not be editing this.
So I noticed while I was out with... Because the bay near where I live, right? Not a lot of shade. I think it's probably a feature of most bays when you think
about one side of it's water. Yeah. There are to be no trees growing in the water.
No. Yesterday it was stinking hot. It was a real stinker in Sydney.
Yes.
And I thought, I'll take an umbrella and hold it over me and my precious boy.
Yes.
So he gets a little bit cooler and he does not get sunburned. And as I was walking around the bay, I was thinking, this is actually fucking great. Like this
walking
is
around with a parasol.
Walking around with a parasol.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I don't see a lot of white people doing this.
Yeah.
But I see a lot of Asian people doing this.
Okay. Interesting. I would say that generally speaking.
Yep.
I don't know if Asians are more sun safe.
Well, because I was going to say, if anybody should be doing this, it's white people who should be doing this.
I think the skin cancer scare, like afraid of skin cancer vibe, probably much stronger in like white Australians because people are taught it in school.
Yeah.
You know, you've grown up in Australia, that's what you get. I think for Chinese people specifically, and I can only talk about... like my grandmother's generation and how they viewed it, I guess, and has been filtered down. But it's like if you are seen to be tanned, it's because you're out in the fields working and you're poor. It's that kind of
status thing.
So you got to stay indoors. So I think that's, at least for my family, was kind of what the vibe
fascinating.
Was.
Fascinating. I really liked kicking this podcast off with a bit of race chat.
I
haven't done it in a while, Michael, but my memory is that's what we do.
Yeah, this is a podcast we go through the week's races and find the best and worst things to talk about.
So
new dad for the second time around.
Yeah, it's boring to say, Michael, but goodness gracious me, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Can I told you this when it happened. When it happened, but I didn't tell the listeners this because I wasn't doing the podcast. But me and Anya currently have a system where we've got a little fold-out bed downstairs that's next to Mo's room.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the bed upstairs, which is the proper bed, but it's next to Arlo's cot.
Yeah.
And you sleep a lot better downstairs.
Because
there's no babies squirking and all that stuff. So we just take it in turns throughout the night. We do half the night. One of us does the top one.
You're on shifts.
Yeah, on shifts. Anyway. I was sleeping downstairs and when you sleep downstairs, you get these Bose headphones.
Now these are headphones that I've seen them in the shop. They don't actually play like music or anything, do they?
No, they play like you have an app and you have a selection of like soothing ocean noises or whatever.
Right.
And I think the reason why they don't do that is so they don't need Bluetooth connectivity and they can be a lot lighter because they are very light, Michael. They're very small. They're just earbuds.
And you can use it to block out sound and then also just have a nice sleep.
Yeah. So that's when you go downstairs, you put the Boses in and the squawking baby doesn't wake you, okay? And for the first like 4 weeks of Arlo's life, these were actually very important little pieces of technology because it meant that one of us at least was getting sleep. Anyway, so dear listener, the other day... And what would this have been? When did I tell you this? Maybe 3 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago, yeah, yeah.
I was asleep downstairs and it had been a shocker, Michael. I hadn't gotten any sleep before or the night before either.
Yeah.
And I was asleep and I sort of was in that kind of wakeful halfway between sleeping and dreaming, dreaming and waking sort of state that they talk about in Neil Gaiman's The Sandman.
Yes.
And I sort of went, because he did. Since this has happened, Michael,
my you've been mocked mercilessly.
My thought process has been somewhat interrogated.
Can I tell my version of the story? That is how you told me.
Okay,
because this is because I feel like you've probably told this multiple times, and so maybe you have softened your idiocy.
Okay. Yeah, no. This is good. I think I told you about an hour after it happened.
So what Ben told me happened was that he woke up and felt something on his chest.
Yeah. And lying on my back.
As he was asleep and then was like, oh my goodness, that must be one of those cashews that I've heard so much about, like a nut.
Yeah, I thought there was a nut, a cashew on my chest.
And so he ate the cashew and it turned out to be a $300 headphone or whatever.
And I crunched it and it doesn't work anymore because I ate it.
which raises so many questions, Ben.
Yeah,
number one, if you were asleep and a cashew was on your chest, where did it come? Like, is this a regular thing that happens to you? Do you regularly go, oh, that's one of those cashews that I,
look,
that
I'm
I
not,
eat during
I'm
my
not,
sleep?
I'm not against a bed snack. You know this about me.
Yes, yes.
But I've never had cashews in bed. As a friend of mine, when I told this story, asked me, can you just check if you even have any cashews in the house? And I did, and we haven't for some time. But
you're allergic to them.
I think I just, it was weird. It was, you know what it was? It was dream logic, but I had the use of my limbs. Which is such a bad combination.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Michael, I crunched it. I knew it was absolutely cactus.
Yeah, yeah. Right? So you've eaten the earbud.
Because it was crunched.
Yeah.
And I tried to...
if you've never seen one of these Bose things, imagine eating an AirPod.
And I took it out of my mouth and I tried to put it back in my ear and it obviously wasn't working.
There's too many teeth marks.
Tried putting it back in the case and it wasn't working.
Can't charge.
And then I realized that it was around about the time that me and Anya had to swap. And I went upstairs to Anya and I gently woke her up. And I said, "You're on, honey." And she said, "Oh, okay," and got out of bed. And as she was leaving, I was like, "Oh, by the way,
I ate with it."
Well, no, this is the thing, because it was like middle of the fucking night or like the small hours of the morning. We were both, I was like, this is not a conversation I can have now. So I was like, "Oh, hon, by the way, the Boses just gave out. Just so you
for,
know.
For some reason.
Yeah, don't
that we
open,
cannot
don't,
discuss
don't open
right
the
now.
Case. The bus just came out." And she was like sleepy, like, "Oh, okay, that's fine." So she went downstairs. And then in the morning we were talking about it. Like, I hadn't brought it up. Why would I bring
of
it up?
Not.
I was
that's
like
shameful.
I'm like, "I'm done. This is fine. We're out of the woods." And she was like feeding Arlo and she was like, "Oh, so what was up with those Boses?" And I was like, "Yeah, don't know, hon. Don't know. It's just..."
So in the morning, you still didn't come clean.
I thought I would.
Did you think?
I had the thought. I was like, "Here we go." And then I just found myself lying.
Because then I think you... Am I right in sense? You tried to return them.
Well, no. Because what happened was I said, "Yeah, I don't know. They just carked it. We got such bad luck with technology." And she was like, "Well, that's just ridiculous." And started getting really annoyed about it.
She's on the phone to Bose.
Well, this is the thing. She was like, "Well, we need to call them."
Yeah.
Because there'd be a manufacturer's warranty, wouldn't there?
You worked at the checkout, you'd know.
Yeah, honestly, she's like pulling the fucking checkout on me. And she's like, we just need to message them and call them and get replaced. This is ridiculous. And eventually I had to be like, "My darling, I have to tell you something.
I have made a horrible mistake."
Hated it.
So then did you end up going back to the shop and saying to them, "Hey, can I return
this?" Well, I thought about that.
Uh-huh.
I thought about that.
Because then they would say to you, "What's going on here?"
Well, this is the thing, because I kind of focus grouped this with a few people.
Yes.
And I didn't tell them the story. And I was like, "What would you say has happened to this earbud thing?"
Mm.
And to a person... They said that has been chewed. Not by a human necessarily, because that wouldn't make any sense. Why would a human
eat that?
But
They were very stupid.
Unless they were very, very stupid or very, very tired. So that was like 4 weeks ago. His sleep's got a little bit better. Moses is like being a pretty good big brother, I got to say.
Has he eaten any headphones?
Yeah, I mean, he's purely in terms of like headphone maintenance.
Sure.
He's doing better in this house than I am.
Yeah, I've been going through my own sleep troubles recently. Oh. I don't know if it is stress or just the whatever.
Yeah.
But my neck has been playing up a bit lately.
Okay.
So I went to the physio yesterday.
Now, this isn't the guy who puts his finger up your bum in a dark alley, is it?
No, that is the chiropractor.
Uh-huh.
No, not the chiropractor. Sorry, that is the acupuncturist in Hurstville.
Sure.
Who, honestly, I went back there recently, doesn't exist anymore. Uh-huh. So I feel like he may not have been a licensed professional.
Or this was a Tyler Durden situation.
It was me all.
And you just fingered your own bumhole in a Hurstville alley with lockjaw.
So I went to a physio, and it's a new physio because we live in the city now.
Mm-hmm.
And they did the sort of massagey thing, and then he did a thing called cupping.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen cupping before?
No, I suddenly...
Do you want to see how fucked my back is?
Oh my God, do you have the thing? Yeah, okay, let me see. Just, I mean, this will be great for the listeners.
No, this will just be Ben's reaction to this, okay, though.
Oh, fuck, I hate that. I only saw two. Were there only two? Because I turned away in disgust beforehand.
They're like, I would say like my back looks like it has perfect pepperoni slices.
Yeah, yeah.
Apportioned on my back.
It looks like whenever I see that on somebody, I want to be sick.
Of course, it's upsetting. Now,
so what is that? Is that him drawing the blood to the surface of your...
So it's a lot of different things. I think there's like wacky cupping that like people do with like, you know, crystals and stuff. This wasn't that guy.
Okay.
This guy put on these little, I guess they're cups, really.
Yeah.
And they have a little pump action on them. Yeah. And it sucks the air out and whatever.
Yeah.
Now...
My question is, to what end?
Well, I think it does something like it creates bruises on your skin, which allows for blood flow or something. And
okay.
That, I don't know exactly.
Did you look at any kind of literature on this? But like,
No. But here's... No, well, Ben.
Okay.
I'd never done cupping before.
Okay.
And the cups he puts on your back, they are domed-shaped glass objects or glass or plastic objects that are clear. Right?
Oh.
And so they have like a little a pump at the top.
Sure.
And so he goes, we're going to cup you with these now. And I said to him, that looks like a penis pump. As like a fun bit. And he goes, what? And I said, sometimes people get these like clear objects and they put their dicks in them and they use the penis pump to like draw blood.
And this is a new physio, you say?
Yeah. Okay. Haven't seen him before. Actually, draw blood and it sort of gives you a bigger erection, and it's what I understand. I've seen these things on the internet, and he was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Oh, I have a podcast where we go into detail about all these wacky things on the internet, and we've talked about it a lot." And then he was like, "Oh, well, yeah, no one puts their dicks in this."
Do you reckon that's what he thought your angle was? Being like, so, I mean, given. Given that
I'm already here.
I'm just saying it would probably have a similar, but no, all right, we don't have to.
Doc, I know my dick's real stiff. Can you just,
oh, God. I guess you couldn't see this because it's on your back, but like, does your flesh kind of fill the...
No. Okay. No. It raises a bit, but it doesn't like fill the dome.
Nah,
but it's still very upsetting.
Has it helped you, Michael? Because I'll be honest, I'm not calling this quack medicine because, I don't know one way or the other. Like, I hear a lot about, like, you know, acupuncture seems to be, pretty much on the level.
Well, mostly when you go to acupuncture, they just finger your butthole and choke you out in an alleyway. That's my understanding of what acupuncture is mostly. And I guess we'll never know.
Can I tell you, based just on sleep stuff, like, I know, and I'm sorry, I know all new parents say this, and I know that it's, like, a cliche, but, like, I did not realize how tired I could be while still being awake. You know what I mean? Like, I know I must have fucking done it before because Mo was just as difficult as Arlo. But, like, I genuinely... It's like seeing a new color. You know what I mean? Like, I...
Do you feel like... What's the... Aside from eating the earbud that you thought was a cashew, is there anything you've done that's been particularly stupid?
I told Arlo to fuck off the other night. You know what? You can tell your baby to fuck off. It's completely legal.
No, the government can't stop you. The baby can't understand.
Yeah. Wasn't like I didn't like scream it at him.
You're like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah, it was more like it was more like somebody being annoying.
The
other morning, both me and Anya had like a real nightmare night, and Mo woke up and he was being quite difficult. And like, fair play to him, we ruined his life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's gone from being like, imagine how huge this fucking change is. Yeah. Imagine Hum coming home and being like, oh, I have a new boyfriend, but I still love you very much.
Sure,
we're going to all live together.
I had no say in this matter at all.
So I was talking to him and he was having a meltdown because there weren't enough cranberries in his muesli, which is at the very least completely on brand.
An extremely normal thing for a 3-year-old to be furious about.
Excuse me, he's 4. So yes.
Right.
So he was crying and I was saying, and usually I try and be like, well, buddy, let's talk about why you're upset. But that morning I was like, I know why you're upset. It's fucking stupid. So I'm just going to ask you to stop. So I said to him, hey, buddy, listen to me. Your mother and I are so tired right now. We are so, so tired. And if you could just cooperate with us, it would just make everything so much better. And he looked at me and went, no. And I said to him, why? And he looked at me and said with this like little shrug, daddy, I'm just not that kind of guy.
Incredible stuff. All right, Ben, let's get to this. I think this will be relevant to you. This one is an Am I the Arsehole that's been sent in by Brett. Thank you, Brett.
Yep.
And this reads, am I the arsehole for expecting my partner to pay half of my hospital bill?
Okay.
Coming here as a last resort because I genuinely think this problem could be the end of my marriage.
Also, marriage?
Yes. My husband, 35 male, and I, 32 female, welcomed our first baby 3 months ago. Okay. We've been married 7 years and decided it was time to expand our family. Everything was going well and we were in our little newborn bubble of bliss until the hospital bills came. So both my husband and I have jobs and everything financially is split 50-50, but we've always kept our money separate with the exception of a joint account for bills. Throughout the duration of my pregnancy, I planned to go for an unmedicated natural birth with as little intervention as possible. That was up until I hit the 24-hour mark of labor, which sounds very difficult. I caved and got the epidural, which I was open to having if needed. My husband had no problem with it, even encouraged it. But when the bill came, he brought it to me to pay all $8,000 plus after insurance from my personal savings. I asked why. He said, quote, you're the one that couldn't hold out for a few more hours and jacked up the bill with all your meds and an extra night's stay. And he also said that he shouldn't have to pay for all of my extra requests. If I wanted luxury, I should expect to pay for it, is what he said. I was stunned and flipped out, but I'll spare you the details. He refuses to budge, calling me a princess for expecting him to pay for all the extra add-ons I requested in the hospital. This is by far the biggest issue in our 14-year-long relationship so far, and I am so lost on where to go from here. I gave in and paid the bill, but since then we haven't been talking much, and honestly, I feel disrespected. Do I have the right to feel this way, or is it just hormones, is her question.
No, I don't. I know we try and take things on good faith here. Mm-hmm. I know we do. This cannot be real.
You think this isn't a real? You think this is a fake?
I don't. It's just the fact that she would have any doubt in her mind that this is insane is just, I mean.
So to be clear, you and Anya split all the bills 50-50 for the birth?
I mean, no, Anya paid for her funeral. But I mean, that's because it's a treat. We have treat money and we have joint money, and the epidural is technically an opiate. So that's what, worrying.
She wants you to pay for drugs now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I actually don't know if it is an opiate. I think it's some sort of powerful, like, horse drug.
Just ketamine straight to the spine. I mean, this is heinous, obviously.
Yeah, but how do you be with someone for, I mean, this sounds a lot like I'm blaming the woman and I'm not.
No.
But how do you be with someone for 14 years and then be blindsided about this? Like, did this guy just have, like, a breakdown?
Well, I wonder if this could be sleep deprivation on both fronts.
On both fronts? So, oh, like, she's like, he's like, being insane and she's like, I don't know if this is insane.
She's like, I'm so tired. I don't know if this is just me being tired or if it's like,
yeah,
you know, and he also could just be like, we actually, losing his fucking
mind. We actually have a similar thing in our relationship at the moment. I got to tell you.
What?
Here's the thing, right? We have a joint account for most things, mm-hmm. and then we have like discretionary treat money. Okay.
And the discretionary treat money is in separate your own account.
Yeah. So like when I get paid, I just put it all bar the discretionary treat money mm-hmm. into our joint account.
Right. Okay.
It's not a lot of money. Okay. Like in proportion to what we get paid. You know what I mean? So it goes to the mortgage, goes every day. And then if you want to buy like, I don't know, like a nice lunch or if you want to like, I think my PS5 I bought with my treat money, okay. obviously. And there was no discussion that it might not be treat money. I want to say that from that PS5 is classic. It's the platonic ideal of a treat in many ways.
Interesting. Okay.
Anya's not going to play with it.
No.
We don't need it for the house.
She probably doesn't even want to watch you playing it.
No.
When she watches you play the PlayStation, she probably loses respect for you and as a result herself.
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly. So Michael, it's those reasons why.
This is
why it's treat money. But the thing is, it will not surprise you to learn, unless this is the first time you listen to the podcast, yeah. I have something of a sweet tooth.
Of course.
And when we do our grocery shop.
Oh, okay. So you're getting a 1 kilo bag of jelly beans.
Yeah, well,
putting in the trolley with the rest of the cheeses and the foie gras and whatever else Mo wants.
So when we used to do like physical shopping, next to Mo's honeyed figs. when we used to do physical shopping,
yes,
that was my ploy.
Okay, would Anya go through the receipt and be like,
no,
well, this is okay.
Because she's not a monster.
Okay,
and that was,
I would say that would be fair for her to do that.
But that was also like, I got to tell you, I was leveraging the fact that she wasn't a monster,
right?
Because I knew that she wasn't gonna at the checkout be like could you put those aside, please? Could you put those bonbons aside, because he's gonna get that with his ANZ card. I knew she wouldn't do that.
Of course.
Because she's a super lady.
Of course.
But now, Michael,
mm-hmm.
now that we do like online shopping.
Yeah.
And now that like Anya just does the online shopping.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
She doesn't.
Why would she buy you a kilo of jelly beans?
She's also done a calculation that she knows that I won't go. Hey, hun, could you pop a whack into that e-cart there?
Get some Zappos.
You know what I mean? Because she knows that it's one thing just to like hurl it into the trolley as you walk past. It's quite another. Like,
can you look up Starburst in the Woolworths checkout and then we can...
So for a while we were at something of an impasse, right?
Right.
We were at a détente because
who will be paying for Ben's?
I got to tell you, for the longest time it was this guy, and I was getting slugged at the treat Bowser.
What's the split on who consumes the treats?
Now this is what I want to get to because there've been developments lately. There've been developments in this because I knew that what I was doing in the shopping center was a little bit sneaky. I knew that I was being a cheeky boy because by rights, Annie doesn't eat M&Ms.
No.
I mean, Annie doesn't eat licorice chocolate bullets. This is just for me. It's actually pretty fucking cut and dry, Michael, that I should be paying for this stuff.
Okay.
But lately, guess who's developed a bit of a taste for M&Ms with some encouragement from me?
Is it your impressionable son?
It is my 4-year-old son, Moses. So he now...
He's going, hey, can I...
So he now, when I buy a bag of M&Ms...
Yes.
We'll have some
mm-hmm.
of those M&Ms.
Interesting.
And so now I've started putting it through on the joint account when I go to the shops and buy M&Ms.
Right.
And we were out. And again, because Anya isn't a monster, she would never have known that I was doing this.
No.
If she weren't with me when I did it once.
Yes.
And she went, hey, did you put that on your ANZ or did you put that? And you could tell she didn't want to raise it. Like, no one wants to like raise this with their 36-year-old husband. Like, no one wants to be having this conversation. And yet, I said, well, yes.
Well, it's because our son is
this is the other thing that I know. She doesn't want to have this conversation. I have no shame about having this conversation.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing.
Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Said, well, yeah, because Mo started eating them. So I thought it's more of a household expense now, the M&M's. And she said he has three M&M's every night after dinner.
Uh-huh. And
she was like, when, and she, you could tell she was so like upset and angry that she was like having to do this like breakdown with me.
Yeah.
Like the breakdown of the M&M's. But she was like, of a bag.
What percentage
do you think our son is consuming? What percentage do you think you're consuming by the fucking fistful in the middle of the night?
Okay, can I offer a, I'm not just going to say this is a moral plan forward strategy, but I would say that it could be an effective strategy. And I guess I don't know a lot about your and Anya's differing parenting styles.
Yeah.
But what if you... gave Mo some further encouragement with regards to sweets and treats and said to him, hey Mo, you know, why don't you, mum's putting the shop in on Woolworths right now. Why don't you go up and ask her for, he just write on his hand, licorice bullets, you know, caramel koalas, etc., Cadbury cream eggs.
Yeah.
You know, get him, I would say you've already, Ben, you've already leveraged the fact that your wife is not a monster. Now it is time for you to leverage your 4-year-old son.
But do you know what concerns me? I think if I do that, if I bring him too much into the tent, then he's too much of a stakeholder in these treats. You know what I mean?
Oh, so then all you'll be getting will be honeyed figs.
Well, but also, like, I can see a world where he will be like...
Well, I did the work asking mum.
I did the work.
I would like five M&M's after dinner.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Because right now there is no we, so champ.
Right, okay. So you've got to control the purse strings on some... Oh, sorry, the M&M strings.
Yeah.
Right. You're the Congress of the treats.
So I kind of, you know, if you just take what we're talking about here and make it completely insane.
Yeah.
I understand this epidural quandary.
Well, can I get a ruling on this then?
Yeah.
Do you remember previous listeners to the show might remember a couple of years ago I had something of a moment where I bought all blue furniture and accoutrements for the house, thinking that Hum...
And looking around, I got to say you've swung like so far the other way.
Well, I haven't. Hum has.
No, I just mean like, well, the date. Well, I mean like...
The blue has been quarantined to the room upstairs.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I've got a room upstairs that's filled with blue. What do you think of this?
Mm-hmm.
So now, so when I purchased all the blue furniture and blue whatevers, it was for us as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought it out of our joint account.
Mm-hmm. But she hated it like quite a lot.
She hated it. And then she, Hum... asked for me to reimburse her for the things that I'd purchased at, you know, her half. She was like, well, this is all, you've bought a blue blender. The idea of a blender is fine, right? But the fact that everything
is
blue.
But she still gets the utility of the blender, doesn't
she?
So that's
what the discussion we came down to.
Fascinating.
It's like, what is the percentage of the discount? What discount should I give her on those items given that she hates them?
Well,
but still uses them because we only have one blender and it happens to be blue.
Do you know what I think you need to do?
Mm-hmm.
You are now the sole owner of the blender. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You reimburse her half.
Sure.
And then you just do like any other asset. If she wishes to use it, it's on a rental basis. Like,
have a little coin tin.
Have a little coin
next
tin.
Next to all the blue items.
Yeah.
Put a 50 cents in, put a dollar in if she
wants
to use it.
And if she changes her mind, she wants to invest back in. And she may.
Actually, sorry, this is a little bit off topic. But we're going through another issue right now that I think you might appreciate.
Uh-huh.
So the blue room upstairs.
Yeah.
That was sort of my study. So Hum got to decorate the whole house.
Yep.
And choose all the beautiful couch and the curtains and everything.
It's beautiful, but it's more than you deserve.
Yeah,
it's exactly what Hum deserves.
She's done a fucking great job.
Yeah.
And I put all my weird blue shit in the room upstairs.
Yeah.
Now, since Hum has started working from home a bit more, she's got a new job. She was like, I don't want to work downstairs in the kitchen and the living room anymore. When you're at work, can I use the office? And I was like, of course you can, you know?
Mm.
Now, what I didn't realize is that her job has very early starts because it's a real job.
Yeah.
She'll have to start at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning.
It's not that early.
You know? And she's, and so she'll be on a Zoom meeting in the room upstairs at often very early hours in the morning. Now, also, because of the layout of our bedroom, I don't have any clothes in my bed in our bedroom.
What?
All of my clothes. We can't fit them in. That's Hum's. That was part of the agreement.
Okay.
Hum got all the cupboard space in our bedroom.
She has 100% of the cupboard real estate, because I understand that there is, like, you know, I don't think I've ever met anybody in any couple where the cupboard space is done 50-50. There's always give and take, but I've never heard of a 0-100% split. Well,
because that was part of the initial...
What did you get out of this?
I got the room.
Oh, well, actually, okay, you did very well.
Exactly. So we were all happy with this, but it does mean... And I think the agreement overall, 99% of the time works, right?
Yeah.
It's great. She doesn't...
Your clothes are just on the fucking floor?
Like, no, they're in some cupboards in the office.
Okay.
And she never has to look at my big gaming computer.
Yep.
I can...
Because, you know, that...
She hates it. Yeah, she's furious about it.
Yeah.
And fair enough.
I'd be just mad knowing it was in the house.
I mean, look, we have to cover it with a sheet at night. So, you know, all of it is working well, except for the fact that now that Hum is using the office to do the Zoom calls from...
You can't get dressed.
Well, I now have to sort of scamper in there when she's on the phone to, I don't know, the Prime Minister, whoever the fuck she's talking to.
Sure.
And I've got to be, and I'm naked as the day I was born. And I've got to knock, knock, can you turn your camera off? I need to get dressed if that's okay.
Yeah.
And then she has to say to her colleagues, I'm so sorry. Michael needs to come in here to get his clothes. I'm going to turn off my camera. And
you're positive that room is the only place these clothes could live, even the night before.
So what you're suggesting is that like, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night when I'm getting ready to go to bed, I pick out my clothes the night before.
You lay them out on a chair or something?
In our room.
Yeah.
And then, what if I...
What if you change your mind?
Exactly. Then I've got... What if I just pulled out, I don't know...
Well, Michael, at the very least, if you changed your mind, you wouldn't have to walk in nude like a goblin into the back of her shot. You just have to walk in clothes you're not 100% happy with.
Yeah, no, I just... Yeah, I'm an all or nothing guy.
It
really,
might be parenthood, but I've realised... And we used to like make fun of friend of the podcast, David Cunningham, at university for this.
Mm.
But I don't know if you've noticed this. Dave Harmon certainly noticed this of me, but... Over time, and it basically coincides with the birth of Mo, I've like subconsciously just developed uniforms. I have like three things that I wear.
Oh, interesting.
And then I sometimes lay them out the night before as a little treat for myself. But it's like either like skinny jeans, boots, and a black t-shirt, which is what I'm currently wearing.
Sure. And those are the same jeans that the man said were no longer fashionable. That's why you could get them for cheap.
They're the very same. Or like a party shirt with a singlet underneath it, or a white t-shirt. That is it. That's what I've become. Right. Those are the three flavors of me.
All right. Do you want to read one out for us?
Yeah, sure.
Sorry, whichever one you want to do.
Look, I haven't read either of these. But I see a nappy, and I've got nappies on the brain.
All right, let's go.
So this is a baby themed podcast. Quite accidentally, although I hope it's baby themed actually. this is taken from Craigslist, from the Altoona area. Where's that, you reckon?
Probably in America somewhere.
Yeah, I reckon so. I buy dirty diapers, $20. I buy dirty diapers. I am looking for someone who is willing to sell me dirty diapers of garbage. The diapers can be wet and messy, preferably all in one bag and not mixed with other garbage. No amount of diapers too large. Daycare workers and parents with multiple kids are welcome. That's me.
It's you.
I will pay $20 for garbage bags of diapers and $30 for full diaper genie bags. I guess they're bigger bags.
Yeah.
I can come collect them. No contact. You fucking won't do that at all. This can be done weekly on your current trash day so as not to interrupt your routine. Let me pay you for your trash.
Okay, Ben, now you are a new father. You have access to as many dirty diapers as
this man could want. What's upsetting me about this so much is that to accept this pervert's offer would actually solve like a bit of a problem.
Well, this is the thing.
Because we have this tiny little fucking red bin.
Yeah.
And
diapers and whatnot.
No, I mean like for all of our household waste.
All garbage, okay.
And ever since Arlo came along. It's a stress to me, mate. Our garbage night is on Wednesdays, not to boast. And by like Sundays, I'm taking the trash out and I can see that it's already peeking over the lid and it gives me fucking hives. You know what I mean? I get so stressed. I'm like, where's this garbage going to go? I have to like a fucking degenerate on Thursday, on Wednesday afternoon around like 4 or 5.
Yeah, you're scamping around the neighborhood, aren't you?
When the garbage men come at like 6.
Yeah.
What's your ruling on that?
What are you going? Are you going out to meet them and saying, hello, can I put this in?
Or no,
you
going to neighbor's bins? No, it doesn't work.
You're going to neighbor's bins.
I'm going to the neighbor's bins.
I think it's fine. I think if it's the garbage night or the morning of the garbage
collection. The morning of is fine?
I think that's fine. Well, hang on. No. If it's collected in the morning of.
Oh,
If it's collected at night of.
So you reckon like, with my neighbors.
Within like 2 or 3 hours of the collection.
Yeah. The cutoff is 2 or 3 hours and then I'm putting nappies in your bin.
I think that's fine. I think that's totally fine.
Yeah.
I would say, obviously, if the garbage has come and been collected, that's a no-go zone.
Absolutely. Oh, that's one of the worst things somebody can do.
Fresh bin. No, thank you.
Fresh bin. Somebody did that to me the other day and I almost went John Wick mode. The only thing stopping me from going John Wick mode was a fundamental inability to do any kind of
Martial arts
or knife work
kind of
or anything
thing.
Like that. Yeah.
So
I was plenty cross, like John Wick is.
If you use this, that $20 could be put towards treats and sweets.
This solves two of my problems.
You wouldn't be eating more than $20 worth of M&Ms a week, would you?
Yeah, sure. Because there's also ginger ale, Michael. There's also ginger ale.
Have you ever considered using cloth nappies? Is that a thing anyone does anymore?
It's interesting. Like a lot of people do. And it's obviously like, well, this is the thing. It's probably better for the environment.
Mm.
But there are also ways you can run the numbers that make you feel less bad about not doing it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Well,
you can be like, well, yes, I'm not using all this fucking plastic and all this manufacturing. Yeah. But
there's a lot of bleach being used.
A lot of bleach being used. I still don't see how it could possibly not be better for the environment.
So we used cloth nappies growing up.
Oh, yeah.
In the Hing household. And so there was like, I don't know if this is what everyone does. We had a 3-bucket situation.
Uh-huh, yep.
So you when the soil, this was, I had to do this with my younger sisters.
Because, yeah, you would have been conscious when they were babies.
4 and 9 years older than my sisters, right? And my brother is, you know, 4 years older than me. So we were able to help out when they were born. So especially for Joey when she was born, it was a 3-bucket system. First bucket, it was not even a bucket. It was just a sort of sink. You rinse it off, you know, whatever. Yep. Disgusting. Got a glove on, whatever. Second bucket is a bleach dip kind of thing.
And do you do this one after the other, like straight away?
I think that was what we were
talking. So they don't just spend any time in
the individual. Third bucket is the soaking bucket. Okay. And that's sort of just, I think there was some sort of chemical.
And then once it's done with the 3 buckets, it's ready to be dried and that's it.
No.
Then it's got to go in the wash.
Then it's got to go in the wash. Sure. But mum didn't want feces in the washing machine.
I wonder if it's a cultural thing.
Well, so one of my, most embarrassing, trauma in the bad, but you know, one of my most core memories,
yes,
as like a 6-year-old,
yes,
is being very unwell, being so unwell. Oh no, it would have been older. It would have been like 8 or 9, I think.
Yeah.
I was vomiting and diarrhea and everything.
Great.
And I was
feverish.
Could have
just said unwell. That's fine. I mean, we
so sick. And I was in bed. And I had a mistake. And I
How old were you?
9 maybe.
Okay.
And I diarrheaed in my bed.
Okay. And that was just because you didn't know what was coming down the pipe, you know what I mean? Like
I was in a sweat and I woke up and I was like, "Oh, what the fuck have I done?"
Oh, so this is kind of like eating an AirPod. You know what I mean? Like this is not a million miles away.
What have I done? And then I had to shamefully put my
Big boy clothes. Because what is a bed sheet but a gigantic nappy, really, when you think about it?
And the shame that I felt then. The shame.
I don't think you should have felt shame. Well, it happens to everybody.
Well, you know. And yet for some reason I was made to feel it, mother. And I don't know exactly why. I was called a baby.
Uh-huh.
I was called big baby.
And I called Mo a baby this morning. He lost his fucking mind.
No,
further proving my point, I think. Does that mean by the end of the day, bucket number one is just full of shit?
No, because I say bucket. It was more of like
a sink
sort of situation.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes,
and there was
like
the sink and then 2 other buckets and then,
Would you rather drink from bucket one? No, this is an interesting question.
Okay, so would you rather eat shit?
Or drink bleach?
Oh, gosh. I mean, obviously, preferably.
Neither.
I'd drink from the tap. Yeah. That's my preference.
Or like a Dr. Pepper or
a ginger ale, perhaps. Yeah. I would probably drink from bucket number two, hoping that it would kill me. That is my.
Do you know the baby shit until like they go into solids is like such a non-event? I don't know if you remember this from Joe, but
what
like,
do you mean? What do you mean?
It's just nothing. It doesn't smell.
Oh,
it's like
sure.
this little smear in their nappies.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Yeah.
So if it was a newborn, I'm going bucket number one, thanks, Johnny. This is like the Monty Hall problem. I think that's how it works.
You're playing for this bucket of shit. It's a goat or a bucket of shit. That's your options.
Do you want to take us home with one?
Yeah, one last one. Here we go. $70 a week, one bedroom apartment in Melbourne CBD. Cheap accommodation.
I mean, $70 a week is insane.
Extremely cheap. Yeah. I mean, a room elsewhere is going to cost you $400, $500.
I am bracing myself for the catch, Michael.
If you're coming for an international flight, interstate, or living out in the suburbs and don't want the long trip home after work, I can offer you this. I have a one bedroom apartment at the bottom end of the CBD, New Southern Cross Station.
I don't want to second guess what's coming,
mm-hmm.
but it must be something pretty fucking bad because
sounds very convenient, doesn't it?
Well, you don't need to be on an international flight or don't want to commute or whatever. You can just want to live in the fucking CBD
for
$70 a week.
Well, there's nice views.
Yeah.
Looking over South Bank, Port Phillip Bay, and the southeastern suburbs. The apartment is fully furnished, so you just need you and your suitcase, $10 a night. Okay? So
that's
$70 a week.
Insane.
The only catch.
Uh-huh.
The only catch is that there is only one bed. So we would need to share this bed. I'm a 36-year-old Australian man, professional job, decent and respectful of others, fit body. If this might interest you, please send me a message with a brief introduction about you and your situation.
Oh, Michael. Do you know, it's such a testament to how long it's been since I did an episode of this that I was genuinely shocked by that. Like 6 months ago, you would have started reading the ad and I would have been like, one bed.
But still, 10 bucks a night. Obviously, if you do this, you will be murdered.
Who sent that in?
Michael Perry. I think Michael found it on a Melbourne subreddit.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
I mean, do you think if you like message him and be like, yeah, I'm a 6'6" yeah. muscular man with a hair trigger temper, is there any world, is what I'm asking, and this is the question we like to ask a lot on the podcast.
Yes.
Is there any world in which this is a genuine offer?
Yeah. I think if it was a genuine offer, it would be more than $70 a week.
That's what, for some reason, this is worse than it being free.
Yeah, if it was free, it'd just be like, okay, well, this person's a free person. Or if it was like $50 a night, you're like, okay, well, whatever, that's...
Yeah, no, but whatever. I mean, if it was free, I understand what this exploitative transaction is, right?
Yes.
I understand that, like, what you are, the quiet part that you are not saying is, sleep with me or sleep next to me or whatever the arrangement, and you get accommodation. And
yes.
I don't have to like that arrangement, but I understand that arrangement.
Yes.
When you bring in, $10? Pay me $70. So that I can jerk off next to you.
Suddenly the whole thing
just falls apart. Like it's not clear to me what's going on here.
Exactly, because it doesn't mention the jerking off.
No.
Or the whatever. And I think this is, again, as we often say, this is Craigslist, you know? Freak flag fly.
If that's what you want. If you want
to offer someone a bed so you can jerk off next to them, fine.
Honestly. And if you want somebody, I reckon
you've got to be open about that.
It is a beautiful, beautiful world out there. And there are so many of us now, Michael. Mm-hmm. 7 billion just people getting by, trying to do their best, all with their own things that they like and dislike.
Sure.
And I reckon in that 7 billion people, there would be a non-trivial amount who would like to pay $70 to lie next to someone in bed while they jerk off.
Of course.
And do you know what? That's life. That's what makes humans so beautiful. But don't do it as a trick.
Don't trick us. Don't try and get one over on me, person from Melbourne.
No.
I mean, having said that fridge looks pretty good.
That's a chrome fridge.
Yeah, it's shiny.
Michael, every time I take a little break and come back, I remember how much I love doing this. I do.
I really thought you were going to say how much I hate doing this.
Really?
Well, just because of the upsetting thing we've just read.
That's true. But this has been great. It's been lovely to catch up.
Yes, lovely to see you as well.
I don't actually think I have seen you since Allah was born. I don't think I've seen fucking anyone.
No, I haven't really interacted with you. I was giving you a space because I felt like you were very sleepy and tired. You're also busy because your show came out.
Yes. She's on Channel 7 on Tuesdays.
The Interrupt This Broadcast program. Mm-hmm. I sent Mo a little hamper of fancy figs.
Oh my God, you did. That was like the nicest thing ever. That was amazing. We got this this wooden box full of like wood shavings and a bottle of champagne and some very...
That's not for Mo. Or you can keep it for him.
And some olives for the boy because Hum and Hing, Mo adores olives.
Loves his damn olives.
That was so nice of you.
I was like, I've recently been reading some discourse on the internet about how if your love language is gifts... you're probably a selfish bad person.
Interesting.
Because you don't want to spend time with people and you don't want to like actually put emotional effort in.
Yeah.
And I have acknowledged that that is me.
Uh-huh. You've just embraced it.
I've come to terms with the fact that...
Well, if I get more sweet gifts out of this, I support your journey of self-discovery.
You say it's fine, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't interacted with you aside from that, but it's been a pleasure to see you again, Ben.
It's been a delight.
I will say we have something to plug.
Oh.
Which is that very soon, I think probably the only live show we'll do this year will go on sale.
Yeah.
Now, did we sort of agree to this before we knew how busy we'd be this year?
And yes. Can say.
Did we agree to this before I kind of understood that Ben was having another kid? Potentially.
I mean.
But I think in May, you and I are going to do a single night, one single show.
One night only.
At the Comedy Festival in Sydney.
Do we have a venue?
At the Comedy Store.
It's
the Comedy Store.
Love it.
Unless we don't sell enough tickets, in which case we'll move to a smaller venue. Ben.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the thing.
I mean, now that you've said it, it'll be humiliation if we have to.
Of course.
You could have just been like, because then we could have covered it as like, oh, actually...
the booking arrangement.
Yeah, exactly. But now we're going to slink with our tail between our legs to a smaller venue.
To a classroom at a local school or something.
Exactly.
And we'll do it, there or something.
Oh, well, that's exciting. And we'll put it out on our socials when we work out when and where. And
yes. So if you would like details for that, please follow us on Facebook, Mm-hmm. If you can find the way to the Discord.
Yeah.
There you can go to my Instagram.
If you follow
and then
Dragon Friends, we'll probably put it there too.
Yeah, sure.
I'll tweet it.
Great.
I'm not really tweeting anymore, but I'll tweet that.
Do you have anything else you want to plug?
No, man. Just
watch the damn show.
Yeah, watch We Interrupt This Broadcast. And
anyone's got any M&Ms they can spare.
Yeah. And also if you just be upfront out there, people. You know what I mean? Be upfront. Don't be sneaky.
I am heading to Melbourne to do my stand-up show. I just went to Adelaide. A lot of Freddie Got Home fans in Adelaide, which was very nice.
Oh, lovely.
I was doing a bit at the top of the show, which was like, hey, like, I was like, look, I know this is weird to do, but like, because I do so many different things now, I don't know why any of you have come to this show. Dragon Friends fans, Freddie Got Home fans, loads of loud people from Freddie Got Home.
Yeah.
Loads of Triple J fans.
Yeah.
And I was like, is anyone here from the project? Not a single person.
Sure.
And I was like, fair enough. Hey guys, I'm just trying to buy a house. You know what I mean? Just trying to get on the property market. So I'm going to Canberra as well. If you're in Canberra, we're always getting told, hey, come to Canberra.
Yeah.
I'm going to Canberra.
What day are you in Canberra?
I think a couple of weeks time, weekend, something like that.
Cool.
Adelaide, Brisbane, Sydney, and then Newcastle, and I think Perth later on in the year. Anyway, all those things are happening. Benjamin Jenkins, thanks for coming to my lovely house.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for the cup of tea that I didn't mention.
Yeah, well.
This whole time, you fucking idiots, I was drinking tea and you had no idea.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye. If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, escape.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.